From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Kelly Mitchell. What's becoming a film festival tradition is now underway in South Florida. It's the 8th Borst Film Festival, and it takes place at various venues in and around the Miami area, including the Arst Center tomorrow night. It's a group of young filmmakers who not only produce films, but via the festival, they create a place for the shorts to be viewed. And worth a mention, Borst just received a $500 million grant from the Knight Foundation. Today we have the festival co-founder and Borst chief, that's Lucas Leyva, and one of his collaborators, Jillian Mayer, to give us a taste of the 4 days. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
What's the thought process behind Borst?
It originally started, it was just a bunch of high school students, a bunch of friends at New World School of the Arts, and we just kind of liked making movies together. We had really no place to show them, so we decided to make our own festival to screen them. And as we all kind of graduated high school and we all went off to school out of state, mostly in New York or California, we realized that there was something kind of special about Miami and things happening there, and there was a lot of opportunity to tell stories that weren't being told before. We kind of made it this like little mission to keep making movies about the city and kind of telling these stories aren't told, because it's a lot more interesting than, you know, the way it's typically depicted anywhere. And as the movies, I guess we kept growing together as filmmakers, and then the festival itself kept growing around us. Then luckily the Knight Foundation, I guess, came to it 1 year and we were able to get a grant. So now we're able to kind of make them on a larger scale. And in the past couple of years, the films have kind of gone on to play, I think it's over 50 different international festivals, including Sundance and Milan and South by Southwest. And it's really exciting because it means that there's kind of this interest for these weird Miami stories otherwise wouldn't be told.
What is a Miami story?
Miami story, I mean, to me, it's something that can sort of only happen in the city. I always use the analogy that living in Miami is like living in Macondo or like any sort of magical realist town, except it really happens. Like any, on any given day, a headline from a newspaper could be kind of a fictional story. So it's just kind of like telling that. It's like kind of urban, gritty, magical realism.
Now, Jillian, how difficult is it to live here but also do good work here?
I believe that if you are making good work, it will get around. It'll go everywhere you want to be. You don't have to physically relocate for each project. We have support from many great funders, the Knight Foundation, and they've really invested a lot into making sure that young, talented, creative people can sustain themselves in South Florida, and that it's not mandatory for you to relocate to be able to be involved in interesting projects. There is a community here, and we are lucky to be part of it.
And luckily we're at a point where technology has advanced to a point where it's so accessible, and like the means of production become so democratized where, you know, for really low sums of money, we can make stuff that looks good and competes with whatever is being made, and not necessarily in Hollywood, but like on a larger scale. As long as like you have people around you that believe in your work and whose work you like, you don't need to be anywhere anymore, and you can continue to speak to the world.
Well, that's good to know. Thank you both for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Oh, and if you want to know why they picked the name Borscht, an Eastern European beet soup, the answer is we don't ever explain, except to say it's made from disparate homegrown elements that come together to form one quirky soup. And I might add, Borscht is quite delicious. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Kelly Mitchell.